Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You know, we don't spend a lot of time worrying about the chatter. You know, the country's not as divided or obsessed with gaffes or some stray remark as Washington is.
Here's President Obama responding to comments from Sarah Palin that he ought to dump Joe Biden over the put you all back in chains comment he made this week. So we'll start at number one and work through to number 10. Number one this week is the presidential race. The Talk Radio Countdown Show, once again, a big review of the hot hits for the week ending Friday, the 17th of August. One of the things that's hot this week is the summer drought. We'll get to that in a few minutes. Recapping from number 10 down to number 1, rising gas prices at 10, Iran number 9, the drought is number 8, Eric Holder's lawsuit number 7, voter ID laws number 6, Syria, what's going on there, number 5, the seals against Obama, number 4, shootings this week in Washington, Texas, and Louisiana, number 3, immigration reform, number 2, and the presidential race, number 1. Let's cue into that with host Dana Loesch talking to Newt Gingrich about his reaction to Romney's picking Paul Ryan, given Newt's negative reaction to Paul Ryan's budget plan last year.
Well, I have to ask you, because you've been out there hammering away for the Romney-Ryan ticket, and, you know, it was probably over a year ago when there was a lot of discussion over what you had said about the Paul Ryan budget, and you had used the term, you know, right-wing social engineering. And now you say, you know, you're happy about the ticket, you're confident, you think it was a great choice. What caused you to change your mind about Paul Ryan?
But part of it is Paul Ryan. When I laid out my concern, which is very real, because he was at that time had a plan that was more decisively ending Medicare, and I thought that is a huge jump to take. He came back. Listen, one of the things I like about Paul is that he does listen to his critics. He takes them very seriously because he's trying to get to a solution, not an argument. And as a result, he worked with Ron Wyden and created the only bipartisan Medicare reform program that I know of, and it gives you the option of keeping traditional Medicare if that's what you want to do.
Right.
And so I thought he proved he was a real leader. He proved he valued thinking it through and getting it done right more than just his own opinion or his own attitude. And so I was very impressed. I'd known Paul a long time. Krista's actually known him longer. She knew him back when he was the intern for Bob Casten at the very beginning of his career. He came to Senator Bob Casten of Wisconsin as an intern, and Calista at that time was working for Congressman Steve Gunderson from Wisconsin, so there was a real kind of cheesehead connection. So she's just thrilled. She's watched him, you know, mature into a remarkable leader and somebody who has great national potential, and I'm delighted that Mitt Romney came to understand that.
And he's been, I think, very well spoken in terms of defending his Medicare plan as well, because you know this, you've seen this from the Obama campaign. They're attacking him, saying that this is essentially all Paul Ryan wants to do is kill everyone's grandmas and deny them Medicare, which this doesn't change anything for anyone over age 55. It gives people a choice, as you said.
Yeah, and I think that you just said something else. Every conservative in the country needs to drive home. No, because I had a woman come up to me today at the Basilica where Calista sings, and we were there for the Mass for Mary. The fact is, and this woman came up to me, she's 80 years old, and she said, you know, please don't touch Social Security. And I said, anybody who is over 55 has no change, none. And she looked at me, she smiled, she said, this is how I learned she was 80. She smiled and she said, son, I'm well over 55. I'm 80 years old. And the woman next to her turned and said, yeah, and I'm 82.
Oh.
And the point I was making to them was, any Democrat, whether it's Obama or Biden or any other hysterical Democrat, who tries to frighten people in their 80s, is doing a total disservice to the United States because it is so profoundly untrue.
Up next, more from the campaign trail. Some pretty interesting things happening this week. We'll talk about them here on the Countdown in a moment.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 1-800-318-8232.
School is almost back in session. But before chasing after the school bus, packing lunches every day, and helping with homework assignments every night, make sure your children look sharp on the first day of class. Worried that the summer wardrobe doesn't have enough life for the school year? There's good news for you and your wallet. There's no need to purchase all new school clothes for your children this season. Freshen up what's already in the closet by adding 1 cup of Arm & Hammer baking soda to your next load of laundry. It will give your liquid detergent the boost to work harder for you and your family. Baking soda is one of the most versatile and affordable household products. And when added to the wash, it can help get clothes cleaner, fresher, brighter. For more information and to learn about the countless uses for baking soda as you prepare for the school year, check out Arm & Hammer on the web at armandhammer.com or visit Arm & Hammer's Facebook page, facebook.com/Arm & Hammer. That's armandhammer.com and facebook.com/Arm & Hammer.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.5%. APR 3.81%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. Here are some of the reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's amazingly low rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 3.5%, APR 3.81%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The Talk Radio Review, the hot hits, the top 10 talk topics, if you will, of the week. Presidential race number one. Host Ross Kaminsky here talking to one of his callers about why he's both excited and concerned about Mr. Romney picking Paul Ryan as his running mate.
I am very excited by this pick, though I have to say, in my mind, this is also a very dangerous pick. Well, maybe not very. A somewhat dangerous pick for Mitt Romney. It is inspirational and risky. I know that there are plenty of Ron Paul supporters out there for whom nothing and nobody is good enough. But we live in the real world here. We basically have two choices. And no matter what you think of whether Mitt Romney is quite conservative enough for you, or whether Paul Ryan made a bad vote or two in the House, which he did. We live in the real world. These are our choices. Romney Ryan, or 4 more years of Obama Biden. Rusty in Denver, welcome.
Yeah. Well, I was talking to my wife, and she was a little bit disappointed that Romney had not picked Condoleezza Rice or Mark Rubio or one of the candidates of either of color or gender that might have sent another message to the electorate. But personally, I'm heartened by the fact that he's just not going to engage in the politics of race and gender and that sort of thing, and that he's really this represents an honest effort to change the subject to what really matters, and that's the economy. I think we've had enough hope and change. And now we need the truth and transparency that, as Ryan said, I think they have the courage to deliver. And I'm very excited about it, but I share your concerns that it might be a little bit risky.
You know, what I wonder about, Rusty, and I want to just, first, I think there's one thing that needs to be, a distinction that needs to be made here. Most of Paul Ryan's budget and Paul Ryan's fiscal ideas would lead to much better economic growth than we have now and a much better job situation. But Ryan himself doesn't really talk about jobs and the economy as much as he talks about the budget. And they're very closely related, but they're not the same. And so one thing I think they need to be a little bit careful of is, you know, they can't have this all be political wonk and high-level philosophy. They need to appeal to independent voters who aren't even actually thinking about the election until maybe today. They're just starting, you know?
Yeah.
And that, they're going to have to be really careful with that.
Well, I think the simple point that even perhaps I can articulate is that, you know, the higher the deficit and the higher the national debt and all of that, the higher the taxes have to be. And the higher the taxes, the less money there is in the private economy for people to invest and to build factories and to pay wages and all of that. And that's really a pretty simple concept, and I hope they can make it. And that's really what bridges the gap between the two.
Talkos Jack Ricciardi with Libertarian candidate Gary Johnson about the state of Johnson's campaign.
What is the day-to-day life of the Libertarian presidential party candidate? I mean, do you have a press cadre following you the way Obama and Romney do? Do you have a lot of procedural stuff you've got to do as far as getting on the ballot in each state and how all that's going? What is a day-to-day life like?
Well, you know, I'm out here arguing that I'm not the third choice in this race, that I'm the only choice. Jack, I would like to point out that I'm going to be one of three candidates on the ballot in all 50 states, Obama, Romney being the other two.
Yeah.
So there are other third parties, but they're not going to be on the ballot. And so from a day-to-day standpoint, really trying to make the most out of opportunities that we're presented with. Right now, we're getting 50 requests a day for media requests, which is terrific, and trying to accommodate as many of those as possible. There is no press cadre following me around.
That might be a blessing, you know.
Well, there's only so much you can report. And how about reporting, and I'm not talking about you, of course, but you know, the notion that we should be talking about, debating, and discussing the issues as opposed to maybe some very personal things that don't have any relevance at all, just my opinion. I saw where Obama ran 82,000 negative ads against Romney last month. Romney probably has similar statistics. You know, how about ads directed at what's wrong, and how are we going to deal with these issues?
Well, let me ask you about this, because, of course, one of the big stories this past week was the addition of Paul Ryan to the Republican ticket. Now, you must get a chuckle out of people describing the Ryan budget plan as radical, when it basically takes half a century to do what we have needed to do for about the last half century.
Well, it takes 30 years to balance the budget. I am promising to submit a balanced budget to Congress in the year 2013, believing that is the biggest threat to our national security, believing that if we don't balance the budget, that if we don't engage in a process of mutual sacrifice, we're going to find ourselves without a country. We're going to find ourselves in the midst of a monetary collapse. A monetary collapse, very simply, when the dollars that we have in our pocket don't buy a thing because of the accompanying inflation that's going to go along with that happening.
Up next, after this brief respite, immigration reform and a conversation about gun control, there were three shootings in this country this week. All up next here on The Countdown.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
This week's a review of what's going on in talk radio and talk television. That is news talk radio and TV. Brings us around to number two, immigration reform. Here's host Bill Handel talking about the president's changes to immigration policy that have gone into effect this past week.
They started lining up illegal alien young people. 2 months ago, the president announced that the administration will stop deporting young illegal immigrants who enter the United States as children if they meet certain requirements. Yesterday, the floodgates opened. The policy done by executive order, that means no legislation, the president just signs it. The official policy is named Consideration of Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, also unofficially known as the Kinda Wanna Almost Dream Act. Not quite. Now, here are the criterion. How is one accepted into the program? First of all, you must be an illegal alien person.
Well, as a matter of fact, I don't think that's even a requirement, is it?
Because by implication, you must be an illegal alien person. Younger than 30, older than 15, have arrived in the U.S. before the age of 16, lived in the U.S. for the past 5 years, pose no criminal security threat, and have been a, and it's quotes here, successful student, whatever the hell that means, or have served in the military. And what the program does is grant applicants who have been accepted into the program a 2-year deferral from deportation, and after 2 years they can reapply, assuming the program goes on and it is unclear, unsaid, how many times they can reapply. There is a $465 application fee, which no doubt will be immediately attacked by Latino activists and civil libertarians, and the ACLU will argue it's discriminatory because only ethnic and poor people are somehow affected by this because they don't have the money. And if they don't have the money, then on its face it's racist because the vast majority of these applicants will be Hispanic. So, therefore, it's racist.
Three unrelated shootings, number three on the countdown. Host Bob Davis and Tom Emmer talk about Texas Governor Rick Perry's comments regarding gun control following the shootings in Texas, Washington, and Louisiana this week.
Texas Governor Rick Perry was on Fox Business News, I think, with Neil Cavuto, and he was asked about this event and guns. And the obvious knee-jerk reaction to, you know, these shootings, which is always, we've got to get the guns. As you listen to the governor speak, tell me if you can detect a serious mistake. being made.
We don't know all the details of what went on in College Station, Texas. We know there were a couple of officers that were down, and the man is, or the individual is in custody now. But when it gets back to this issue of taking guns away from law-abiding citizens and somehow or another that's going to make our country safer, it's just, I don't agree with that. I think most people in Texas certainly don't agree with that, and that's a state-by-state issue, frankly, that should be decided in the states and not again, a rush to Washington, D.C. To centralize the decision-making and them to decide what is in the best interest for the citizens of Florida or for Texas. That's for the people of these states to decide.
All right, so that part of it is okay, but he made a serious mistake there. Tom, would you like to explain the difference between an enumerated right and a state and a non-enumerated right?
You have heard me say over and over again that I don't believe the states, I don't believe there should be any law when it comes to this because we have the Constitution. The Second Amendment of the Constitution allows the citizens of this country to possess, to own and possess firearms. All right. That's really, in my mind,
it also guarantees free speech,
right,
and illegal search and seizure and any number of things. But the 10th Amendment says that the rights that are not enumerated in the Constitution are states' rights,
are
and
Perry expressly is reserved to the state.
Right.
Yeah.
About what is actually enumerated in the Constitution.
Right.
The Second Amendment, this obviates the need for any question of the state's rights.
Let's take some calls to 800-510-8255. Your calls as the queue gets longer and the rest of the countdown items coming up next here.
Do you suffer from pain like joint pain, muscle pain, back pain, or painful arthritis? Then you must listen to this important message. Nearly half of all Americans suffer from some kind of pain due to chronic inflammation. Anetoblock is a breakthrough supplement scientifically proven to quickly and effectively reduce inflammation and get rid of pain. Anetoblock is so effective in preventing excessive inflammation and reducing the pain, we guarantee you'll feel a significant difference in just a few days. Best of all, Anetoblock is now available to try for free. That's right. Call 800-882-9732 now and get out of pain absolutely free. Anetoblock is now looking for real-life testimonials for anyone who has back pain, muscle pain, or painful arthritis. Call 800-882-9732 to get your free supply and get out of pain today. Just call 800-882-9732 for details. Call today at 800-882-9732. That's 800-882-9732. Again, 800-882-9732.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
We're fashion retailers.
Wine wholesalers.
A surgical implant company.
We are mid-size businesses.
We're working with IBM and their business partners
to fuel innovation and a new economy.
And to wield the influence that once belonged to only the largest enterprises.
Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Let's build a smarter planet.
See how IBM and our business partners are helping to build the engines of a smarter planet at IBM.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
A lot of people are polled as to what they think about some of these hot hits. We continue on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with a discussion of the top 10 from the week. We're at number 4, but before we get there, this is sort of a countdown extra. A lot of people have been polled on this sort of thing, and that is whether or not our defenses, we spent all this money on defenses. We saw what happened with the fellow that got on to JFK this past week. Just walked on. His jet ski broke down, and he walked on, and there had been no repercussions. He didn't know he was doing anything wrong. He was just trying to more or less save himself. Same sort of thing happening now. This is a Drudge report. The lesser-known sites, this shows you how the news media manages, manipulates. We've made that suggestion with regard to the shooting in Washington this week, how really horribly it has been covered. Here's another story that shows that the government and the news media are in cahoots managing the news. Here's host Greg Garrison talking to Jed Babin from RealClearPolitics.com about a report that a Russian submarine has slipped past U.S. defenses and continued to be undetected in the Gulf of Mexico for several weeks. Listen.
A Russian nuclear-powered attack submarine armed with long-range cruise missiles operated undetected in the Gulf of Mexico for several weeks, and its travel in strategic U.S. waters was only confirmed after it left the region. The Washington Free Beacon has learned it was only the second time since 2009 that a Russian attack sub has patrolled so close to U.S. shores. I'm not sure I know how they did that. But what do you make of being able to bring something in that can just do huge damage to the United States and nobody knows it's there?
Well, that's the real point. I mean, the fact that they were there doesn't really bother me. I mean, we've done that to them. They've done it to us since time immemorial. It's part of the Cold War game. You know, not that anyone would admit that we're back in the Cold War, but we are. Having said all of that, the real problem is that they weren't spotted. And the fact that they weren't tells me that there's a big hole in our defense and, you know, our network down there, which should have detected that. And apparently we do not have enough resources or the right kind of resources to detect this sort of thing. And that is very dangerous. You know, we've got to look at, you know, we keep talking about all these defense cuts and the cuts are going to be this and that and the other thing across the board. Nobody really knows what we're cutting. We're not cutting fat. Maybe are we cutting muscle? We don't know. I mean, that's the whole point. Unless and until we sit back and really take a hard look at the threat matrix and take a look at a strategy that would be derived from it, you know, we can't even tell what the heck we're doing. So this, again, this is just one indication that there's a huge problem in our defense system. Mm-hmm. And somebody, you know, some grown-up who is obviously not present in this administration, some grown-up needs to stand in there and take a very hard look at things and try to fix things.
You know, it's interesting. There's a quote from a kind of the, one of the, as you say, talking warheads in this article. His name is Norman Palmar, P-O-L-M-A-R. And he says, sending a nuclear-propelled submarine into the Gulf of Mexico Caribbean region is another manifestation of President Putin demonstrating that Russia is still a player on the world's political military stage. Like the recent deployment of a task force led by a nuclear cruiser into the Caribbean, the Russian Navy provides him with a means of, quote, showing the flag, unquote, that is not possible with Russian air and ground forces.
Well, I think that's right on the money. You know, that's the kind of thing that they would do to, you know, put themselves back in the game. I mean, quite frankly, most of what Russians' arms are not very good, which makes it even more puzzling why we didn't stop this submarine. So the real issue here is not that Russia is trying to look tough. Well, that's Putin's game. He wants to look tough. I'm not very afraid of Russia at all. But the basic point here is, why didn't we spot this guy?
Pretty good question, right? 800-510-8255. He's getting on the back end of this. A Russian nuclear-powered attack submarine armed with long-range cruise missiles operated undetected in the Gulf of Mexico for several weeks. Its travel in waters that basically are ours was confirmed after it left the region. It's the only, I guess it happened once before in 2009, where a submarine has patrolled as close as this to U.S. shores. So what do you think? 800-510-8255. Worthy of some discussion? I'd say so. But I don't take the same approach that this fellow did from Real Clear Politics or the host did, because I think we spend way too much money on defense as it is. We waste, as you know, the government, its own accounting office said that we could get the same amount of protection and value out of $460 billion being spent if we got rid of the waste, fraud, corruption, abuse, cronyism, whatever it is, and we don't. And yet these people, they keep calling for you to spend more of your hard-earned money, pay more in taxes so they can waste more of your money. It's outrageous, outrageous that somebody would suggest we need more money in the defense bill or anything akin to that when so much money is wasted. And some people just fall for that line, hook, line, and sinker, because no matter what it is, if it's defense, it's valuable. Nonsense. That's garbage. That's BS. There are plenty of ways of spending. Look at this story yesterday we had on the countdown, or at some point in time, I'm not sure whether it was on this program or the other program that I do, Good Day, story of the Army general, four-star general, who was being investigated after bringing a bunch of his friends to Las Vegas on your tab and spending $836,000 for some party in Las Vegas on the taxpayer. $836,000. How dare these people do this? This guy should be court-martialed and sent to jail. And not get any awards for being a four-star general. It's just too much camouflaging of wrongdoing in the name of defense. And people are, again, so foolish. They think there's a dollar attached to defense. Yeah, we got to spend it to be able to defend ourselves. Look at how great we do with the money we're spending now. Oy. All right. And that brings us around to the next story from our charts. The week of August 13th to 17th is what we are discussing here. Talk radio countdown show on this group of SEALs who wants to make sure that Mr. Obama does not get reelected because, among other things, of all of the leaks that have come out of his administration, including the IDs of the SEALs that were behind the attacks on Osama bin Laden. Here is host John Curley and Tina Noy talking about this.
The Navy SEALs, and so they can be an American hero, and you're like, well, these guys are a number one. But when they become political, or at least when they express a political point of view that some people disagree with, all of a sudden they're like, oh, the guy's nothing but bias. It's an attack job on Obama. Which, it is an attack job. Now, and does it take away all their credibility as heroes?
No.
No?
No.
Does it bother you?
Yeah.
Big screaming liberal that you are?
I politically disagree with this gentleman, but I don't fault him for coming out and saying what he said.
Mr. President, you did not kill Osama bin Laden. America did. The work that the American military has done killed Osama bin Laden. You did not.
Yeah, what he's doing is, I guess they play a clip on this thing. It was President Obama's remarks after they got bin Laden. Do we have that?
I've got that. Yeah.
Oh, let's hear that.
Okay.
Here we go.
I can report to the American people and to the world that the United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden. I directed Leon Panetta, the director of the CIA, to make the killing or capture of bin Laden the top priority of our war against al-Qaeda. I met repeatedly with my national security team. I determined that we had enough intelligence at my direction.
Okay, so you hear the eyes and the eyes and the weed. Not even many weeds, just a lot of eyes, which the president has often been bashed on. And I always say this. Look, you've got to have an enormous ego to want to be president of the United States in the first place. So some people just hide it a little better than others, and other people just a little bit more upfront. I think President Obama just a little bit more upfront on the eye stuff, and people don't call him on it. But it's been documented, big ego, like most people that want to be president. The Navy SEALs have come out, and they're now trouncing the president, and they say they have a big problem with him. Well, what's happened now is both sides are now taking shots at each other, and now that the SEALs no longer appear to be neutral, and they seem to have a political point of view, anything they say, or this group of former SEALs, is now diminished.
All right. And so you may take an approach that's similar to that gentleman or not, but still it is, I think he's right when it comes to the egos that one must have to want to be president. And does that qualify you for being a good president? George Bush was kind of a lot like that in a sense. I think, though, that Obama holds the record. 800-510-8255. Okay, so we're moving toward the top of the list. Number five, what's going on in Syria? Up next here on the countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Breaking news update for birth control users. It has been reported that an agreement has been reached to settle lawsuits filed on behalf of women who claim they were seriously injured by Yaz birth control pills. If you or a loved one has suffered a blood clot while using Yaz, Yasmin, B-Yaz, or Osella, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Injuries include lung and leg blood clots, stroke, and even death. If you have used Yaz, Yasmin, B-Yaz, or Osella and have been injured, time to file your claim is limited. Don't be a silent victim. Get the power of an attorney on your side. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-260-5460. Call now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. 800-260-5460. Call 800-260-5460. That's 800-260-5460.
This is an advertisement, not valid in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. iLawsuit.com is an advertising group that represents lawyers advertising their services and is a free matching service for consumers. It is not a law firm or lawyer.
Hey, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials, and I'm about to call a big Hunger Games fan.
Hello.
Hey, Audrey, do you know what movie this is from?
I volunteer as tribute.
Of course, it's Hunger Games.
Yes, you nailed it. You can be among the first to get your hands on the DVD.
Really?
Yep, Walmart's got it this Friday night at midnight with hours of extra DVD content.
That'll make me like mom of the year.
And it's backed by Walmart's low price guarantee, so they'll match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for the same product.
Wow.
Get Hunger Games at Walmart. See for yourself.
Ad match not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Store hours may vary. Rated PG-13.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to Geico, now that couldn't be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful, significant others.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I'd like to start today's class by turning to the appendix.
This is what you'll hear at most schools.
The seminal Locklaw-Brewster hypothesis.
But at Colorado Technical University, most instructors have actually worked in the field they teach. So classes sound more like this.
I'd like to tell you guys a lesson I learned the hard way in my first year in management.
Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU, are you in?
Let's keep squeezing in these items. The Talk Radio Countdown Show and our weekly review of the Hot 10 moving up to number 5. Here are our hosts, Amy Jacobson and Dean Dibert, talking about Megyn Kelly breaking down on Fox during a story about the bombing this week in Syria.
Do you watch Megyn Kelly?
I do, yes.
I mean, it's hard not to watch Megyn Kelly.
I do. I've seen her.
And she's a fairly new mom. She has two children, but her second child was born recently. She took some. It was actually her child's probably about a year old now. Mm. When she was talking about the violence going on over in Syria, and there's a heartbreaking picture of a bloodied little boy who is receiving medical attention. I could cry even talking about it. It's so sad, but she lost it on the air. Here it is.
But we also have breaking news out of Syria, where we are getting our first look at what happened when government forces hit a hospital in an airstrike yesterday. This young boy was inside an Aleppo hospital when we are told rockets hit. Oh, look at that terrible picture. The boy screaming as doctors race to treat him under the threat of more attacks. That boy caught in the crossfire is hurt so severely, this is all the video we can air of his treatment. It comes as the United Nations declared today that the Syrian regime, sorry, that was hard to watch, is committing war crimes against humanity. Steve Harrigan is inside Syria for us. Steve?
All right, so then she starts crying. And then immediately,
Steve starts crying.
I start crying. Steve, I don't think Steve would be a satellite. It takes a while to.
Yeah, he cried.
Thinking what's going
seconds.
On? Was she crying over there? What? I got to carry on. I got to continue. I got to be strong. But it's hard, you know. When you have children, and then you see this child, and I don't know if you saw it, but he was bloodied. He was in so much pain, and they laid him down on it looked like on an operating table.
Why did they show it to begin with?
Well, because that's what's going on. You want full disclosure.
Kind of a warning, though, right? Or something, saying, hey, people, careful about this video.
Well,
here
they should have warned the anchor then.
All right. So, your thoughts, if you have them. 800-510-8255. Email the Doug at DougStephan.com. Number 6 has to do with the continuing updating of the voter ID laws. That conversation went on this week at Countdown affiliate KFAB in Omaha, where host Scott Voorhees talked to Adam Moorfeld from Nebraskans for Civic Reform about a Pennsylvania judge upholding their state's voter ID law and why Adam is opposed to voter ID laws.
In Pennsylvania, an appellate judge refused to place an injunction on that state's voter ID law. So until a higher court does something, if you go vote in Pennsylvania this November, you got to show an ID of some sort. I mean, this has got everyone scrambling. Even supporters of the bill go, wait, we got to get people IDs now, and it's only mid-August already. So this is a similar path that Nebraska's voter ID bill could take. I don't know if it's going to be this year, but maybe next, maybe in the next few years. You're fundamentally opposed to this kind of thing. Explain why.
Well, we're opposed to it, along with about 30 other Nebraska organizations, because it has a disproportionate impact on youth, low-income, people with disabilities, and seniors, who often have a hard time getting these up-to-date and current forms of ID. And it's important to note that these laws, the one in Nebraska and the one in most of these other states, don't just require a photo ID. It requires one that has a current address on it. And that may seem easy for people that have been living in the same home for 10 or 15 years, but it's actually a big barrier for people who move around a lot. Seniors who move to a nursing home but don't have adequate transportation to get back to the DMV to get the correct information to vote. So there's a lot of barriers that voter ID laws put in place that a lot of people just don't think about.
Okay, how are these people that are, you know, too decrepit to get around and get their IDs, how are they going to be able to vote?
Pretty good question, right? All right, so that takes care of number six. Number seven is to hold a lawsuit. Nothing new there, so we'll move on to number eight up next here on the countdown.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The overview of the hot, the big topics, the top 10, if you will. We've moved ourselves up to actually number 8. As I said, number 7 is the Eric Holder lawsuit. There's nothing new in the documents there, so it's just more hoo-ha. The discussion of the drought and how it will affect your pocketbook, what you're paying for food, is an important discussion, however. And here to discuss it is Debbie Monterey and Doug McKelvin. They talk on their program to Billy Thiel from the Missouri Corn Growers Association about the effects on this year's crop of the drought.
We started out this spring feeling pretty positive. We had a nice spring. It was an early spring. We had some rain. Farmers planted a lot of stuff. And very sad to see things looking so crunchy and crispy as we headed into June and July. So where are we right now when it comes to potential yields this fall?
Well, you're right. We had probably one of the, it was on a record pace, set a record corn crop, because our stands and everything were beautiful this spring because of the way the weather was. And then this summer it just kept staying dry. I've always heard you need a dry May, but you don't need a dry May, June, July. And our crops are not, they probably won't make 50% of what they did last year. And we're probably in better shape than a lot of people. There's a lot of people that won't get anything out of the corn crop.
How many of the farmers in Missouri have crop insurance, do you think?
Well, I would say quite a few. It's part of doing business that they have some kind of crop insurance. It may only be the cat policy, which only pays 50%. It's how that works. Or you can buy paid-up insurance, which makes it, you know, helps a little more.
Farming is always kind of a gamble because you're betting on Mother Nature, but what are you hearing overall from your members? Is it going to devastate farmers? Do they get to, I mean, will they see next year as far as farming goes?
Oh, sure. I mean, farmers are optimists. They're all going to put a crop back in next year, and we're going to go back in with a different attitude, and just, we're going to believe we're going to raise that record crop. You always go out there thinking you're going to do bigger and better things. So, no, we'll come back in there with vengeance next year.
All right. Let's move to number 9 on the countdown this week, the situation in Iran with their saber rattling. Here's host Richard Day with national security expert J.J. Green about Israel's comments regarding Iran and nuclear weaponry.
Now, this week we've been hearing about Israel stepping up its warnings to Iran to shut down its nuclear program, as well as some new details about a plot to attack the Saudi and Israeli embassies here in Washington. A flurry of news is raising concern about what Iran might be planning and how they might pull it off. It is interesting. You've learned a lot in this last week, haven't you?
Yeah, and the thing that's been most evident to me, I don't think this is new to anyone, but it certainly has been reinforced this week. In most newsrooms and in a lot of places around the world, you have this representation of clocks. I'm just making a metaphor that have different times from different places in the world. The way that this has been laid out to me and the way I see it now very clearly is that Iran, the U.S., and Israel all have a set of timers. And each one of those timers has a different time on it. Israel's timer looks closer to the red, where it's almost at zero, time to do something. Iran's timer, who knows? It's very early in the game to them. The U.S. is somewhere between green and yellow in terms of let's go, let's do something, or let's think about it. But it's very clear they're not on the same page. And I think what Israel has been trying to do this week is put it out there that we need to be. The U.S. and Israel needs to get seriously on the same page in terms of doing something and not wait for more months and months before doing something with Israel, or as far as Iran goes.
Well, this morning, Israel's Supreme Leader is quoted as saying Israel will disappear from the landscape.
This is another part of the reason why Michael Oren made the rounds this week and came here as well discussing what they were planning to do. There is some trepidation still on their part about how they say what they say, because we've heard them say numerous times that they will, what they plan to do if Iran continues to march towards a nuclear weapon is to shut it down, disable it, and that comes with some kind of kinetic physical attack. But they're stepping away from that language. Him particularly don't want to be quoted as saying that language now because of the concerns about what it might do in the political landscape here and certainly in Iran. As you've mentioned, they're saying again this wipe off the map thing.
All right, so that's number 9. Number 10, what you're paying for gasoline. That conversation will continue because the price keeps going up. So I think we've done ourselves a pretty good job of covering the top 10 hits for you on the Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.